Now, one of the things that really shocked me, I mean, other than the idea that a person's vote, one person's vote may be worth less than another person's vote. It's kind of like Animal Farm at the voting place. You know, all animals are created equal, but some are more equal than others. All votes are created equal, but some are more equal than others. Is the idea that you actually have I thought we had a secret ballot, but you say that these machines are set up to actually track the race and ethnicity and other demographic characteristics of each voter, in fact, the identity of each voter.
It depends on which type of weighting the race they're doing. There's two ways to weight a race. We demonstrated in our video the simplest way that I actually think would be the most widely used, which is simply not to worry about who's who in terms of voters, but to simply assign a percentage to based on the candidate or the ballot choice. So I want the yeses to win on proposition such and such, so I'm just going to assign 55% or whatever in each precinct that you want. That's weighting it by race or weighting it by ballot question, race not being ethnicity, but race being the ballot question. The other thing that is also built into them is the ability to weight it by voter, where the voter is identified with a QR code, it's like a little dot matrix on the ballot, and there's a table that is in that computer that has a weight assignment for each voter. And so you might be in there with your weighting assignment might be 0.9 and mine might be 1.25, and that is very well documented, actually, that they have it. And then whenever I actually called 30 different election jurisdictions who have this system and asked them in what context do they ever use that feature, and every single one said it's never used, which, again, begs the question as to why you would have something so dangerous in a system and then just say, well, it's never used.
But I don't understand. I mean, I don't remember, but maybe I did. When I registered to vote, did I give my race?
In the South, you do. You have the option. It's optional, but this came from the Civil Rights era when, and it's kind of in some ways it's been a good thing because it enables them to see if, for example, a black population is disproportionately targeted by some anomaly. But you see this quite often in the states throughout the Southeast in the United States, where part of your voter registration is you can check your box for what race you are.
All this is very concerning, and it actually would explain some of the anomalies that I think we saw in the Democratic primaries, for example, when vote totals, well, I don't know if it explains why vote totals go down of a certain candidate.
Yes, it could, yes. If it happens in the middle of the count, here's how that happens. In fact, we were able to replicate that. Let's say you're watching the counts come in, and your candidate has, 700 votes, and then you check again, and somehow more votes have come in, but your candidate has 600 votes, okay? What happens there is it may have a proportional cap that is put on that says your candidate is going to be limited with this percentage of votes. And when more votes come in, it does an adjustment. And if you don't sync that up exactly with your web reports thing, because your votes are tallied in the tabulator, but then they're transmitted to the web server. And if you don't have those things synced up perfectly, it will produce a drop in votes sometimes.